the rest of the story. Magonis Sakatus was a spoiled teenager growing up in the recently divided Roman Empire around the turn of the century 400 A.D. Now, those were the days before celibacy was a requirement of priesthood in the Roman Church, so it was that Magonis' father was a deacon in their seaside hometown of Benavum Tabernae, and his grandfather the village priest. Yet such was the privilege and the comfort of the young man's existence that despite his family's strong ecclesiastic connections, matters spiritual practically never crossed his mind, nor did most any serious thought. Until the day the pirates came. Magonis was 16 when the pirate fleet sailed boldly into the harbor and came ashore. There was little of material interest to the raiders of Benavum Tabernae, but people as slaves, well, they were worth a fortune, so the pirates took as many prisoners as their vessels could bear and set sail again for their savage homeland beyond the boundaries of the Roman Empire. And among those hapless captives was young Magonis Sukatus. When the ships reached their destination, Magonis was promptly sold to a chieftain who lived on the mountain slopes nearby. The latter kept herds of livestock there, needed somebody to help him tend them, and that became Magonis's duty, to watch over the sheep. The transition from security to slavery had been swift, confusing. One moment Magonis was living high, surrounded by important relatives and admiring friends, and the next moment it seemed he was no more than property, obeying the commands of an uncouth stranger, eating stale bread, sleeping on the ground, utterly alone. So one night, under the stars, filled with fear and longing, the young shepherd did something he had never tried since childhood. He prayed. But he did not ask God to rescue him and return him safely home. Instead, he said, "Lord, I deserve this. I turned my back on you in my youth, and this is my reward. I now ask only to be near you." And thus did a once thoughtless, reckless, willful young man become close friends with the Master of heaven and earth. For prayer to Magonis Sakatus became a state of being. As many as 100 times he prayed throughout the day, and often as many times again late into the night. As he prayed, his faith blossomed. His spirit was refreshed. Until eventually, in slavery, he found a joy that he had never known in his privileged, pampered past. Magonis was 22 when, obeying what he believed to be God's will, he fled his bondage and found his way home. But he would return one day to the land of the barbarians, and he would bring his God with him. And he would not rest until his former captors were also kneeling at the Creator's throne. You never knew the boy born in Benavum Tabernae on the Roman frontier called Britain, nor the spoiled teenager sold into slavery on a strange and savage island called Ireland. But you remember instead the wonderful man that wastrel youth became, the Archbishop of Armagh, the Apostle of the Emerald Isle, St. Patrick. Only now you know the rest of the story.